Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions. I want to welcome you. To the show. You know, we are Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are a human resource management and consulting show or company. We manage the HR aspect of small and mid-sized businesses across the United States. Want to invite you to go to our website, offerhr.net, and see what we do there. And welcome you to send your HR questions and check out our service. If you are a small business, anywhere from 2 to 100 employees, and you are struggling with managing your HR while trying to grow your business, give us a call because we are here to effectively and affordably manage your human resource management aspect of your business. We have a couple different packages. And you can call us at 844-425-5447, which is all for HR, is the telephone number, and get a free consultation. I want to welcome you to our free webinar that's coming up, and that is coming up next on Wednesday. Our free webinar is actually this month on a Wednesday. It is the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. Wow, can you believe it? We're almost at Thanksgiving. And so we want to welcome you to join us. We also want to welcome you to join us. You can also join us on the first and the third Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. for our Google Hangout. And again, check out our website. You can ask questions on the website and get them answered. And again, we're here to grow your HR. We are well-versed in all aspects of human resource management. We do recruiting and managing the paperwork aspect of human resource management. We believe we do the onboarding and just building your organizational team. Again, our contact number is 1-844-425-5447. You have HR needs or HR questions or virtual assistant needs that you are looking for a virtual assistant. We also offer virtual assistant services. So it is 12:36 actually, and this week has been a roller coaster for everyone. Each and every one of us, it's been a roller coaster. I'm just going to say it like that. It's been a roller coaster. And so we have the 45th president of the United States has been elected. And there are some who are unhappy, quite a bit of people who are unhappy and some people that are ecstatic. In any regard, this election, again, has been a roller coaster. And in the workplace, we're coming back to our jobs after, you know, after Election Day, and dealing with a lot of aspects and a lot of emotions, a lot of questions, that as HR professionals, I don't believe many of us have dealt with in the past. And so I want to just be able to help you know that you want going to be confronted with some people in the workplace that are going to be unhappy and some that are going to be happy. And so we want to be able to have that medium where everyone is respected and our work days go on uneventful if possible. And so some questions, though, that some of us, some HR professionals may have with regard to the Trump administration. I can just want to touch on so that we have like the upcoming overtime rules that are coming into effect and as of December 1st. Those are jumping into place. And so with regard to the overtime rules, the president he does oppose overtime rules. But he cannot do anything to prevent them going into place on his own. He can ask the GOL to auto reverse the rules, but he himself cannot do that. That is something that has to be done according to the rules and the regulations of the Department of Labor. It's not something that he can just switch on or sign to stop. So for right now, we don't have to too much worrying about that. The Affordable Care Act, as you know, the Republicans have been trying to cease the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, if you will, for a very long time. But as it stands right now, the Trump administration can certainly request the Congress to deliver a full repeal of the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act. Many of you probably know, he wants to replace it with a series of reforms to allow health insurance to be sold across state lines, to make insurance tax and premiums tax deductible, and promote high deductible health savings accounts. I want you to know that any bid that the Trump administration puts in is going to meet with very, very stiff opposition, and it's not something that will take. It's something that will take years to do. I am just don't want you to worry about that right now too much, but I know that is one of the things that is on the agenda to try to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But again, it will meet if the bid comes into place, it will meet stiff opposition. we want to, again, make sure with the with our coworkers, all of the your coworkers, that they are staff, they are meeting each other with respect in terms of the 2016 election. That, you know, again, as a HR professional, we want to emphasize that within your workplace to all of your staffers, that, you know, we must respect each other. We must still work together. They're, you know, Republicans, Democrats, you know, third parties, we're all still one. We're all still in this together. I know another one of the questionable questions that a lot of people have are the Trump administration's plans with regard to immigration. His building a physical border. He wants to build a physical border wall to use employers as a wall against undocumented workers taking American jobs. And so he's advocating for a nationwide mandatory employer use of the E-Verify system, which, of course, is, you know, it electronically screens new hires for the U.S. for work in the United States for work eligibility. Trump wants to put new limits on certain guest worker programs, the J-1 or the H-1B visas, which could hurt the ability of immigrants the ability of companies to staff certain jobs. He aims to roll back certain executive actions of the previous administration, allowing work authorization for certain authorized immigrants. Trump has also proposed expanding unemployment insurance benefits to cover up to 6 weeks for paid leave for new mothers. But the paid leave does not include fathers or adoptive parents. And it would not extend to other forms of leave covered by FMLA, such as the personal illness, child's illness, etc. He also wants families to be able to fully deduct the cost of child care from their taxes. And so some other things that we are looking at in the world of HR. I'm sure many of you get our blog post and the different articles that I like to share. Because again, we're getting one of the events, if you will, they are the new overtime rules that are going into effect, and those rules are taking effect December 1. And those rules that are taking effect, which is about 2.5 weeks away, I hope you're prepared. We're going to be doing touch on preparing for those 2001 or the December 1 regulations on our Google blog, our Google blog, as well as our Google Hangout on this coming Tuesday. But as you know, those changes, which were originally announced in May, they apply to private and public employers. And it's intended to provide employees with important wage and hour protection.
Is this in Utah? Okay.
And so we want to be sure that you are ready for those. You're supposed to looking at them as how they're affecting you according to your state. The overtime regulations will increase the salary threshold that usually determines who qualifies for overtime pay from $455 per week or $23,660 for full-time workers to $913 per week or $47,476 a year for a full-time salary employee. After December 1st, workers making less than $913 a week or $47,476 annually will be entitled to overtime and will not be subject to the white-collar exemptions. Employees that make less than the new threshold will be considered non-exempt and entitled to overtime at the rate of time and half of the hour of the regular compensation hour for hours worked more than 40 hours. So in other words, those that are working are making $913 a week or $47,476 a year considered as exempt employees. Those that are making less than that will be considered as non-exempt and have to be paid time and a half for anything over 40 hours. According to the Department of Labor statistics, 4.2 million workers in the United States and 134,000 workers in the state of Ohio will be impacted by these rules. So now some strategies, and this is going to come out in a leaflet during the week or the early part of the week, is keeping employees employees at their current rate of pay and not allowing them to work 40 hours a week or 40 hours work more than 40 hours a week. And so in other words, if you're not raising their pay, then they cannot work over 40 hours a week. That's just it. Also, keeping employees at the current rate of pay and paying them time and a half or hours worked more than 40 hours. That's simple. Or you can increase employees' pay to meet the new threshold of $913 per week or $47,476 annually for their salary. I'm sure you know that in September, 21 states, a group of more than 50 business groups filed separate lawsuits seeking to overturn the new overtime regulations, arguing that they violate the U.S. Constitution and exceed congressional authority. Employers, however, would be wise to prepare to comply with these new regulations despite those pending lawsuits challenging the new overtime rules. And so some other things that we are looking forward to in this November, on this November 10th. I don't know if this is something you're excited about. I'm certainly getting excited about the new year coming in. Is getting ready for your HR for the end of the year. And getting ready for the new year for your HR, for your human resource department. I know you're excited. And some things to really look into, to consider, just to be ready for your next year and to assess where you are now. Making sure that you've calculated the number of full-time employees, and then performing an affordability test on your benefits and your offerings. Double check the status of grandfather plans to see if any of them carry over. Distribute health insurance marketplace notices to your employees, and preparing for reporting the forms, the 1094-Cs and the 1095-Cs to the IRS for the Affordable Care Act, for your health insurance, and for your employees' health insurance. Preparing to distribute written statements to your employees about upcoming changes. Comparing your benefit offerings to see if they are competitive, and updating your benefit packages as needed. Verify employee dependent coverage, distributing new health insurance cards to your employees, to those that don't already have them, and ensuring the proper end of year PTO carryover is in the system, or pay employees out for unpaid overtime, depending on your policy as to whether it ends, if it ends at the end of the year. You know, a lot of companies, they end on the end of the year, and so a lot of employees are paid over for their unused overtime use on, for example, the 15th or the next week or the end of the month, whatever your policy is. Review your company-wide salaries and perform a cost of living adjustment. Compare your offerings to market averages to ensure that they're competitive. Schedule your holiday bonuses, woohoo, and prepare for your first payroll run of the new year. That should get you excited for the new year. Confirm the new year payroll schedule, order W-2 and 1099. You know that that's coming up. Those are to go out on no later than January 31st, 2017. And review your employee wage tax and withholding information. Some compliance issues. The famous. Updating that employee handbook, but that should be fairly easy, because I'm sure right now you've already updated your employee handbook for the year. If you have not, then you are definitely time to have it in place for 2017. If you would like an updated employee handbook, let me know. We do those for a very affordable amount for you. And so you can email me at offerhr@offerhr.net and just put employee handbook and employee handbook update in the subject line, and someone will get right back to you. You audit personnel files for compliance. Make sure you have updated labor law posters. And if not, make sure they are ordered and put up before the end of the year or before the start of the year, next year. If you have anti-harassment training in place, it is, by this time, everyone in your staff should have taken it and completed it and received a certificate. If not, that should be done by the end of the year. Move terminated personnel files to storage. And review your hiring processes, your recruiting and onboarding. Have department check staff needs to plan for new hires. So you want to know what department has, in terms of workload, looking at what departments were short-staffed or workloads were they were not met or they fell behind, so that you're planning ahead for new hires in those departments. Create an updated succession plan, and of course, update your job descriptions, which this should also be an easy one because I'm sure you've done that by now. But if not, it's time to get that done by the end of the year so that you're up and ready for the new year for new hires that you're hiring. You're having your new job descriptions have already been evaluated, and if changes need to be made to duties or tasks that are in specific job descriptions, those are made. Review your HR budget for the new year so that you can begin allocating resources for hiring, for training, for performance management implementation or execution. Make sure your budget, if it needs to be, changed, you may even be able to downsize it. You don't know, but whatever changes, if need to be made within your HR budget, it'll help your bottom line with the organization all across the board if you are ready for that before January 1st. Any performance reviews? Some companies go from January 1st to January 31st as opposed to the annual anniversary date. So annual performance reviews need to be done, that should need to be done by the end of the year. Planning the holiday party, which I'm sure everyone has already done that, right? Make it departmental New Year's resolutions. Review and update company policies. Remind employees to update their information, like if they have new addresses or phone numbers. So when those 1099s or those W-2s go out, they're going to the correct address. Review vendor contracts and set up renewal details and back up any necessary HR data and personnel files. Clean and organize personal workspaces so that you are ready to hit the ground running January 1st. That's for one thing. Time doesn't wait for anyone. So, be ready for that. This is April Halliburton from All for HR and Business Solutions. And I am glad to have you aboard. This will be recorded. And so feel free to, after you listen to it, I hope I'm giving you some information. Be sure to have a pen and pencil, because I'm always giving good information and little tidbits that you can write down and just readily use in your HR everyday task and duties. I again want to thank you all for joining me. And again, after you hear this podcast or hear this recording or this show is recorded, you can go to the website, offerhr.net, and you can send your questions. If you have questions about the December 1 overtime regulations, or if you have some things that you know, with regard to the year-end HR task, you can email me, and I can certainly send you the year-end year-end checklist, which will go out and as well as be on the website for, say, calculating the full-time employees or affordability test. So let me know how I can help, and I will certainly be glad to. Make sure you're checking your onboarding. There are things that you want to look at over the course of the year to just assess where you are in your organization and where do you want to go. You can, again, visit the website at offerhr.net. And you can ask questions online. You can live chat with us online. You can shoot us an email, offerhr@offerhr.net, or you can give us a call at 1-844-425-5447. Visit us on our webpage on Facebook. On LinkedIn. And Twitter. Go to our website, and on the first page, sign up for our email list or before our newsletter. We'd love to have you aboard. And so, some other things that we are looking at. In the world of HR, which is never a boring moment, we have some great things, so as you know, that are coming up next year on the radio show. We're going to have business owners joining us. We're going to hold some round tables and discuss different human resource management issues that are confronting your organization, the challenges that are in your organization. Yeah. And so we're getting ready for a lot of things in HR. I'd like to know, again, if you have a special onboarding, if you have perhaps made some changes to your onboarding program and you made some changes to it and it is yielding better better results. Feel free to share that with us. You can share it on our blog or on the email or on our Facebook page. Onboarding is very, very, very important. It's a means of building a relationship with your new hire. And so let me know how your onboarding program is going. If you don't have one, shoot me an email at offerhr@offerhr.net, and I'll be happy to send you a onboarding template. So we are we're going to take a bit of a break for a minute, and we'll be right back. Hi there, we are back, and we got 17 minutes left. Want to share a couple more things about year ending that you need to know. As you know, as of January 2016, there are a lot of changes with regard to the Affordable Care Act reporting documents, and employers with fewer than 50 full-time employees and a self-insured plan have to file forms with the IRS. And depending on the size of the company, it'll be a 1095B and 1095B for businesses with fewer than 50 full-time employees. And those are due by January 31st, 2017. Though it must be postmarked by January 31st. That's for the 1095B and the 1095C, which is for businesses 50 in full-time employees. And that one has to be postmarked January 31st, and then forms 1095B and 1095C due to employees must be postmarked February 28th, 2017. Forms 1094B and 1095B and 1094C, these are all on the IRS web, on their website. Those have to be filed by March 31st, 2017. Make sure you have these done and filed on time unless you're requesting an extension, which I'm not sure if you can on these exact forms here. You also need to get ready for the final few payroll cycles of the year and prep for 2017. And in doing so, you have to make sure ensure that employee names and social security numbers are correct. Any change of addresses are noted or made. Proper withholding has been made for bonuses and third-party sick pay. If not, it needs to be held from the final paycheck for taxable fringe and benefits. Make sure the W-4s are up to date, and remind all employees to fill out a new W-4 if their situation has changed, perhaps marital status or address. Make sure 401k notices are ready. If you have a 401k plan in place, the 401k sponsor is responsible for ensuring that the plan is in compliance and that all IRS filing requirements are met. If the required returns aren't filed, there could be penalties. Remind employees about remaining funds and vacation days. And again, if you're paying out for unused overtime, want to make sure all that's calculated and not ready to go. So, with that, we are going to close out. We're going to be back on, we have our Google Hangout this coming Tuesday, and so you'll get a notification for that. And, our next on the air is going to be on the 23rd, just before Thanksgiving, and then we have our free webinar on the 30th at 12:30. And that is also going to touch more on getting ready and closing out your 2016 HR. Remember to on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Tumblr. Our newsletter ran a little bit late, but it's coming out in the morning. And if you're interested in finding out what Offer HR and Business Solutions does, and how we can help you, you can get us on any of those platforms or reach us at 428-44-425-5447 is our number, which is 844-4-ALL-4-HR. That's 844, the number 4, all 4. HR. I thank you for joining us today. I look forward to next time having some more callers, call in. And next 2017 is going to be a spectacular year. As a matter of fact, even the last 2 months of 2016 are going to be pretty good. So I want you to call us if you're looking for answers to your HR questions. Feel free to join us for our free webinar on the 30th. This is April from All for HR and Business Solutions. helping you grow your HR. We're going to sign out here, and we will see you all on Tuesday for our Google Hangout at 7 p.m. Until then, catch us on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, 7 p.m. for our Google Hangout. Have a great HR day.